Blog Talk Radio.
Accessible to just, I can go on my ebook and just
have it like that. And I'm looking for, you know, some point to get it as the Audible as well.
Okay.
Like, you know, that's in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But it is even on my platform, social media platforms, I'm looking there. And, you know, if you're on Instagram or Facebook, you can just click on the link and it'll take you right to Amazon. But it is both ebook and hard copy.
Okay. All right. All right. And what are your social media handles?
Social media handle is Amazing Angel Lee 70. And that's for both Twitter and as well as Instagram and on Facebook. You just find me by my name, Angel Lee L. Because I never knew there were so many Angel Lees out there. So
yes. So we're going to dive right into it. So I wanted Amazing Angel Lee. Yes, that's who she is. I just want her to share some of her testimonies. One of the chapters in her book is Buried Alive. I just wanted to elaborate on just Buried Alive. But before we get into that, I was thinking about Jairus' daughter today in Mark chapter 5. And as I was reading, and it said how, you know, when after Jesus had left the crowd pulling on him, and it was a woman, you know, who with the issue of blood, who was pulling on him, and then all the virtue went out of his body and she became healed. But in the midst of that, he's walking to Jairus' house and to heal his daughter. And even though someone from Jairus' house ran to Jairus and Jesus and said, don't even bother the master because the little girl has died. But God never did stop. He kept on going. And when I tell you, it just blows my mind every time, because he said to Jairus, he said, don't be afraid, just believe. And as I think about that, because how many times do we think that situations is dead? But it ain't over till God says it is over. I was telling my pastor today as he was talking, Pastor Joshua, and I was just saying some situations might seem like it's over, but it ain't over until God says that it's over. But Jairus never did say, don't come, master. He still continued to walk with the Lord. So I just had to throw that out there because every time I read it, it just blesses me. But if you can just elaborate on your chapter in your book, Buried Alive, please.
Yes. Sure. So Buried Alive actually started out as one of my potential titles for the book.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some, you know, many authors are on here know that you, if you're a writer, that you can start writing titles for your book and then you start changing them as, you know, as you start, begin to write your chapters.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, I'm going to change my title.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, but Buried Alive spoke of, I'm going to say the changes that I went through as a Christian.
Okay.
And a lot of my emotions was pretty much, I would say, under surface, covered up, not really exposed to the point where people knew exactly what I was going through.
Yes.
And so Buried Alive, just in general, spoke about not only did I feel like I was bearing my past, but it began to surface back up as, you know, as I became older, you know, and had children. Like a lot of those things that I thought was buried, you know, gone away, that I thought I put away.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you say, I'm going to forget about it.
Yeah.
But it's not to be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere in the back of your head until maybe you say you heard a song.
Yes.
Say you saw something on TV, a familiar movie.
Mm-hmm.
Even a person can trigger an emotion.
Yes.
You just did away with. And so, you know, we speak of those things and say, you know, hey, I buried that.
Yeah.
People say those little thing, and I buried that. I took care of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't talk about that anymore. But again, there are so many triggers out here just because of a memory.
Yes.
What caused that experience to resurface back up.
Mm-hmm.
And it would direct you into a whole different direction.
Yeah.
And until you address it,
mm-hmm.
until you, you know, acknowledge what happened
mm-hmm.
maybe to you in that experience,
yeah.
whether it was good or bad,
mm-hmm.
it won't go away.
No.
But that healing comes from.
Mm-hmm.
That healing has to take place fully
mm-hmm.
before you can say, oh, I buried it.
Yes.
So pretty much buried alive means you're still living, but you're literally walking in a soul, like a state of mind, like nothing ever happened to you.
Yeah.
And that's why I say that, you know, we have to acknowledge a lot of things in our life, but so we can live
yes.
the way it's supposed to be as a healed person and not just walking out here like a zombie. So
I can really attest to that about Buried Alive because my first book, Shattered But Not Broken, I said something in there, back to my father's house. Back to my father's house, my spiritual father, which is Jesus, and my physical father, which is my biological father, my earthly father, which is my daddy. And when I came back home to my mother and my father, I began to weep. After I put all my bags down, I began to cry. And my dad says, you know, suck it up, you know, because in that era, that generation I came from, you better suck it up, you know. So he said, wipe your tears, pull yourself together, suck it up. And I was like, Dad, I said, let me heal, because I just refuse to just be buried alive like the topic in your book, because let me deal with this and let me heal, because what's going to happen is that if I pretend like everything is okay and I don't begin to cry, I don't begin to get healing, I don't begin to seek counsel, I said, what's going to happen is that years later, I'm going to be back where I started from, just like you said, those triggers. A song, somebody may say something to trigger that. No, let me deal with this hurt right now. And I just began to cry, and he backed off, he hugged me, he let me cry it out, and I just began to heal, because I just refused to be, I said, because let me deal with this, because what's going to happen is that 5 years later, I said, you know, you could be sweeping, like you keep the dirt, and you put it underneath the rug, and you hide the dirt, and before you know it, you got a whole pile. So now it's 5 years later that I'm still dealing with something I refused to deal with years ago. I said, no, let me deal with this. And my dad embraced me, my mom embraced me, and I just cried and cried until I got it all out, and I was still crying until I got the healing that I needed for God. So I, that's something there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it will come out in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
It can come out in your children.
Yes.
That's how long something, an experience, because you feel like that they don't feel your pain.
Yeah.
And you know how they say, your children inherit a lot of things from you,
mm-hmm.
like maybe your personality,
yeah.
maybe, your looks or mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's something that we have to think about, how we deal and cope with certain things.
Yes.
That can trickle down to
mm-hmm.
your family and
mm-hmm.
children, and how they react and, you know, how they resolve everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's why I said that you'll start thinking about it like, oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
They act like me.
That is so true. So I was always mindful of things around me so my kids wouldn't adapt those same behaviors of what they've seen. I think that's why I ran after a while, like ran for my life and ran with them, because I didn't want them to start picking up some of those traits in the toxic relationship that I was in, because, you know, your kids will start wearing it and start acting those things out, and I didn't want that for them, you know. And that was one of the reasons why I was like, you know what, this is not good for me, it's not good for them, and I don't want them growing up with all of this toxicity. I don't, and I'm not going to allow it. So, you know, but I also wanted to go back to that scripture text, because I'm just be floored, you know, with the word. And when Jesus, and this is Mark chapter 5, when Jesus went into the home, you know, when he said the child was just asleep, they began to murmur and laugh. Sometimes people laugh about your situation. Like, it's like kicking you while you're down. You know what I'm saying? You laughing at something that I know to be something different. You know what I'm saying? So Jesus had told some of them they had to go. And I love it, because sometimes when you go through things, different things and trials and tribulations in life, those people got to go on, because they can't go with you, because they don't understand your journey. They don't understand your destiny. And when you're going through different things in life, you don't need those naysayers. I remember someone had said to me, because I was going through really bad, and they actually called and said, "What did you do?" And I'm like, "Wait a minute, did my head just spin around? What did I do? What?" You know, like, oh my God, this is how you see me? Because I was going through so bad, so whatever I was going through, you know, it's something that I did. And I mean, when I tell you, the closest people to you could say some crazy things. Thank God. Well, I ain't got to. God knows, it wasn't none of my relatives, but this particular person, you know, we don't talk like that. Other than, "How you doing? Is the family great? That's good." That's as far as that goes. But I'm like, are you serious? So you think all this affliction I'm going through is something that I'm doing to cause it? And when I tell you, my God is so good, because as soon as I hung up that phone, because I was really sick, and I know, girl, I'm cracking up too. So when I hung up that phone, and when I opened up my Bible, the first thing that God laid my eyes on was a man who was blind. And the Lord was telling them, it's nothing that your parents have done. It's just something that just happened. And when I tell you, that comforted my soul. The first thing I opened my eyes to in the Bible, and he was talking about the blind man. It was nothing. It wasn't because his parents sinned. It was nothing because what he done. It was just something that how he was born, and God healed him. God healed me too from all my afflictions. But the nerve of you to call me to think that I'm self-afflicted myself, or I can't get up from this place. I was so sick, and I kept going to the doctors. But yeah, you know what was the problem? I was stressed out. That's what the doctor told me. You're stressed and you're depressed. So that's why you're going through all these different illnesses. God healed me from every last one of them. But what I'm saying to you is that folks can say some crazy stuff to you when you're down.
When you're down.
Yeah. Something that you wanted to add, Angeline?
Yes, so I feel like, from, you know, going back to the discussion here, you know, I would say sometimes we feel like a lot of those people, like you just said, somebody say something to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like a wake-up call as well. We can be hard on ourselves. It's like we do something. We can feel like that, I should have did this, I should have did that, I should have said this, and and we're pretty much, you know, bringing ourselves down as well, after we start hearing what somebody else said. We're feeling doubtful, and not even paying attention to what the word is already telling us. But we start feeling doubtful because of the situation that we're in, because, of course, we're looking at, and I'm just like, this is where I'm at. Had I not did this, or had I not said that, this is where I'm at. So maybe they're right. Maybe, you know. It could be like a wake-up call when you have all these other people and all these things, and it's like, wait a minute. Am I going to be joining them? And see what they're saying? You know, confirming? I'm already thinking this.
Yes.
And say, I said, sometimes it can be like a wake-up call to what they're saying. So we may need to hear those things at the same time, but don't stay in it.
That's right. That's it right there. Yeah. What do you actually say, because you said something over to me, you said, "Still I rise," when I seen it on your Instagram. But what do you say to the little boy or little girl who's going through abuse and in the church? Like, what could you say to them, you know, to help them, even if the little boy and little girl are grown today, but they still going through that childhood trauma, like you said, those different triggers. What could you actually share with that little boy and little girl, speaking to them and also speaking to that adult and that little boy and little girl with inside them, you know, being healed and getting to that place? Like, what was it like for you, like, going through it and in the church? Yeah, and in the church, yeah.
That's what I was thinking of as a child. You're still learning so much.
Yeah.
And so when someone, it's like you're in school.
Yeah.
In school, you're trusting the adults.
Yeah.
To give you the knowledge, the education of what you are needing for that grade level.
Yeah.
And so being in the church, you're trusting adults.
Yeah.
In different titles,
yeah,
to you know, guide you in certain areas.
Mm.
And so again, we don't learn,
yeah,
just by someone always, you know, speaking to us.
Yes,
we learn also by observing what people do.
Mm.
You know, observe. A lot of people, you know, there's so many different learners. Even for me, being an educator myself,
okay,
and teaching others. I've learned that some people, I had, you know, I could just read it, speak it to them, and they got it.
Wow.
Some of them, they can just read it on their own. They got it. They don't need you to read it to them. You know, you have independent learners.
Yeah.
You say, I can read it, and I got it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have these learners, kinesthetic, they got it. You got to take them literally by the hand and show them how to do certain things, and they got it.
Yes.
So, or you can demonstrate, and they have it.
Yes.
You know, so like a visual learner.
Yes.
And so that's it. If I'm seeing you preach the word,
yeah,
if I'm seeing you praying, I'm seeing you reading your Bible, 9 times out of 10, that child is going to mimic. I saw my mom. I saw my dad.
Yeah.
I saw it. I want to do it. I saw them singing. You hear a lot of people say,
yeah,
I grew up in the church. We sung in the choir, so now I'm a singer. Yeah, I went to the sing R&B. I wanted to do this, but yet my roots is in the church. They say that.
Yeah.
Time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so again, I hear you and I see you.
Yeah.
But when I go back home, it's all a different story.
Yeah.
So how can I trust you, believe you,
yeah,
you are who you say you are?
Yes. Yes.
And that's traumatic to a child.
Yes, it is.
5, 4, 5, because, you know, now 3-year-olds, they're so intelligent.
Yes, they can operate your phone and never seen it. Yeah, before. Yes.
You know how to do it on the iPhone.
Yes.
So you, for a child to see and go through certain things traumatic in as a, you know, Christian home or, you know, whatever the religion is, when they see these things and they go back home, you're still teaching them how to be abusers.
Yeah.
You're still teaching them to the verbal abuse. What is that doing that to them? You're teaching them to how to be an abuser. Not just to receive it, but to also be an abuser.
Yeah.
Because how many little boys or men have seen their fathers or their mothers be abusers,
yes,
and then they mimic the same behavior. So for me to have gone through certain things like that, and then I thought that's what I was supposed to accept.
Yes,
it grew into my teenage years.
Okay,
I was a young mother.
Okay,
at 18. And then I got married early because I was trying to run, like you were speaking about running.
Yeah.
I was trying to get away from home.
Yeah.
So first thing came on, I hopped on the train.
Yes. Yeah.
He was military, so I went open. Oh, that's my way to get out.
Yes.
Traveled the world.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? after that, it was just one toxic relationship after another.
Okay.
That's all I knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until someone came and said,
mm-hmm.
this is not acceptable.
Okay.
This is not what you're supposed to accept.
Mm-hmm.
As a black queen,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah.
That's what I had is, if someone had told me,
mm-hmm.
you're a princess as a little girl.
Yeah.
You're a queen.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, grooming you into the things that you're supposed to
mm-hmm.
accept.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that I would have never even looked at.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
And so to talk to each other,
mm-hmm.
you will overcome.
Yeah.
If you want to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of us don't want to change,
mm-hmm.
don't want to heal. And it's sad to say.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They are afraid to come out of that
mm-hmm.
state.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to want to come out of it.
Yeah.
Not only for them, but for their children.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and
mm-hmm.
then, and that was my why.
Okay. I know that's
I
right.
Yeah. It was for my children.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to realize you don't stay in a relationship just because of the children. See, I still had that mindset, oh, I'm going to make it work.
Yeah.
I didn't have mommy and daddy.
Okay.
So I didn't stay in it. But that was doing more harm
mm-hmm.
than helping.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I said to a younger, say my younger self or anybody else,
yeah.
That you have to find someone
mm-hmm.
that you can trust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know. At the same time, know who, if it feels, again, if it feels like comfortable, because we had God give us that instinct, internal
yeah.
instinct. Nobody can take that away from
mm-hmm.
you. You
mm-hmm.
know when something doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
You know it's not right.
Yeah.
Because he does give us that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking about the sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Because he gives us that gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then somebody threatens you to say, if you tell someone, if you say this and you say that, or I'm going to hurt your family, instantly we know this isn't right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
Yeah, yeah.
Put that in you.
Yeah, yeah.
God put something in you to say,
yes.
This is not natural.
Yeah.
This is not what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find someone that you feel comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
trust them, and speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And so because I am someone that has experienced that,
mm-hmm.
it's like I can pick up. And that's why I'm so strong on being a child advocate.
Wow.
I can pick up. I'm in the school system.
Yeah.
So I pick up the behavior. A lot of people look at kids and they say they're misbehaving.
Mm-hmm.
So why?
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't just misbehave for
mm-hmm.
no reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's something going on. They're hungry.
Okay, okay.
They're cold.
Uh-huh.
You know, they feel like I'm unloved.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's that verbal abuse.
Mm-hmm.
There's that physical abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and so they're reacting out the only way they know how to.
Okay. Okay.
And so if you're a person who can to relate to that behavior,
mm-hmm.
because it was me.
Wow.
So I know. And when you can relate to that behavior,
uh-huh.
you know something's not right.
Yeah.
And you have to pay attention.
Okay.
That's what happens. Society, nobody wants to get involved.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Nobody wants to be, that's not our business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What happens in the home stays in the home.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But that's the mentality. Well, a lot of other people, we just don't want to get involved.
Okay.
How many children could have been saved?
Yeah.
If somebody just said something.
Said something, yeah.
And yeah. I wish somebody had said something on my behalf.
Yeah.
And people paid attention.
Yeah.
I wrote this book.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say this real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote this book, Purposely Chosen, and
mm-hmm.
it is just the first one.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Family members purchase the book.
Mm-hmm.
I went through ridicule. I was told I was a liar.
Okay.
I was told she some believed, some didn't,
mm-hmm.
because they started thinking,
mm-hmm.
oh, where was she during this time? Oh, you know what? That could have happened because she was here.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why she didn't speak as much, because when children go through traumatic experiences,
yeah.
they shut down.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even talk.
Mm.
So that's another thing. You have to pay attention
yeah.
to the behavior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They just said that she was not talking. She's quiet.
Yeah.
And so, again, I can honestly say
mm-hmm.
God gave me the courage to
wow.
write about it.
Wow.
And when he had the courage, again, certain family members reached out to me and said, I'm so proud of you
wow.
because it happened to me.
Mm. Yeah.
Nobody would have ever known that.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
But because I took the first step to
yeah.
speak about it and had the mindset that I don't care anymore, because if I'm the black sheep, I'm the black sheep. It's
mm-hmm.
just okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
As long as I have my family, because this is about my healing.
I went through a toxic relationship, or I'm going through a toxic relationship. how did you get through it in terms of staying there, you know, and how do I survive this thing, even just being in it? So, you know, you just never know how God would just use you in life, you know. But I just really commend you because that is just so, so amazing of you. And that's why you can say, I am amazing, Angelique. I know that is right. Yes, before we close, is there something, is another chapter in your book that you want to elaborate on? And you can find Purposely Chosen on Amazon. Yes, is something else that you want to that you want to elaborate? Any other chapters in your book you wanted to talk about?
Yes, Renee says speaks volume, excellent form.
Yes, yes, Renee, yes, yes. Oh, my gosh, girl. Honey, it needs to be taken out of that book. I'm sorry, I just love how you went through childhood trauma, but look how your whole life just turned around because, like you said before, you made a choice. So those who are listening in, whatever your situation may be or maybe any situation that was from before, take a stand and say, look, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to set myself free in Jesus' name and seek the healing that I need because God loves you. Even though we're maybe throwing a curveball in life, God loves you, and you could turn that thing around because the Bible says we're going to suffer trials. We're going to go through trials and tribulations. We're not exempt from that. You know, I had to get to a point where I had to forgive myself. Then I called myself, God, I forgive you. I know God was like, girl, you crazy. You forgiving me. But I'm like, Lord, I forgive you. I know he was like, my daughter is really crazy. But I just had to be, and I said, God, and forgive me for being angry with you, God. Forgive me for being so bitter towards you because life threw me a curveball, you know. And some things we can control and some things we can't, like this situation, couldn't control it. You know what I'm saying? But I bless God because he is so faithful. Somebody else comment and say something?
Yes, Miss Angela said she would be purchasing her book this weekend. Mm-hmm. And Miss Tanika, she said, wow, amazing, very encouraging and brave for you to share. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
She said, hello, Miss Jean Hunter.
Hunter, hello, Jean. Yes. Oh, my God. Girl, when I tell you, you got to take that poem out and you got to publish that thing.
As Renee said, because he knew you could get through it to help others. Well, you know what? Only God knew because it's been time. I guess that's another time we can talk about the trying times with my mother because I ended up having to take care of my mom, and that was another thing on forgiveness. So I didn't know.
You could touch on that a little bit if you want to. You could touch on that a little bit if you want to in terms of answering what Renee said about you have to take care of your mother.
Miss Angela said, each time I get on, I'm encouraged more and more to continue writing my book. Yes.
Amen.
Keep writing.
Yes.
If someone needs to hear your story, your testimony, I always say it's your testimony. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
That's love. Miss Renee said, that's love.
Yes.
Let me tell you, it was so hard for me because this past, you know, COVID, 2020, I ended up having to go get my mom out of the assisted living facility. I would often visit her, you know, from time to time because, remember, I said that she deals with mental illness and everything. Mm-hmm. But I had, you know, I would go visit her. I could not stay, like, I would probably go visit her, like, say 15, 20 minutes top. Because I would get triggered, and even though she's in that state of mind, I remember what my grandmother told me, and I said it in the book. She said that is still your mother. I didn't understand because I'm like she wasn't there for me. That's what I had to say. And I blamed her for so much. And she said before my grandmother passed, she said, you need to, God is going to have it where you're going to be the one to take care of her. And I said, guess what? I am the one, because see, here still, that is my heart. I don't have a hateful heart.
Yes.
I thought I did, but I really don't have a hateful heart. I couldn't stand and see her in those conditions.
Yes.
And I ended up removing her because she looked bad. Awful. You know, some of these places are just, they don't take care of the elderly on the same like they should. And I'm just putting it out there. That's why I ended up, because I've been a caregiver. I had the business going and everything. But that's another story. I have a compassion because I used to be a CNA care for, you know, in this assisted living and nursing home. But I had to, God spoke to me one day. How can you take care? Because I had a lot of mother figures, okay? How can you show so much love buy flowers, treat all these other mothers like your biological, you know, you know, like their mother, but you can't show love and forgive your mother. So, that, and it wasn't until, and that was something I had to deal with. Because I remember what my grandmother said, and she told me, you're going to be the one. And sure enough, I am the one. And it was one day when my mother said, look me in my eyes after me screaming, screaming at her, ranting and raving and hollering, you don't know where you came to me, and crying and booming and all this stuff. And it wasn't until she just sat there and she said, whatever I did to you, please forgive me.
Wow.
I remember some things, but some, I don't know everything that I've done. What can you do with that?
Say, Lord, give me the strength. That's it, because what can you do with that? Yes. Wow.
And so now, that's why I said, I am actually writing her story.
Wow.
She and I found out that she, and I don't mind sharing, I found out that she was raped from an uncle when she was little.
Wow.
And that was the reason why she has, she didn't know how to be my mother.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And so we're healing together. So I'm looking for that book to come out next year.
Okay, yes.
And because I am actually talking with her, she gives me bits and pieces, and that's why it's taking a minute.
Okay.
But she gives me bits and pieces of things that she remembers, and she'll tell me, you know.
Yeah.
She does have the onset of dementia.
Okay.
That's why I said bits and pieces.
Yes.
That I'm putting together, and it's my assignment.
Wow. Yes, yes.
And now helping other people who, of course, haven't, relationship with their, don't have a relationship with their parents because of something. You know, people have fallen out with their parents or you know, their children just because of something was said or done, money, whatever, and they're not realizing this is the stuff God wants to use you. It hurts, let me tell you, it's been challenging. I had some triggers, I'm telling you. I think I did the wrong thing.
Yes, yes,
I can't do this because I'm a full-time, I work.
Yes.
I have a business. I'm a full-time mom.
Yes.
I still have my youngest son. I have grown, you know, I said I have grown. I have my son who's a senior, who plays basketball. I'm raising my granddaughter.
Yes.
I hear, you know, so I'm still trying to live, but he seems to always, and I always say, I don't know how I do it myself, because everybody doesn't say that. Girl, you amazing. That's where that came from.
Yeah, okay, okay, yeah.
And I said, I don't know how I'm doing it, but by the grace of God, and that's, that form speaks for everything that I have gone through in my past, to present, and dear God, what's about to come.
Wow.
So, yes, Miss Renee says, so many women go through and to have to forgive her. You know God's plan is in you, and it made you who you are today.
Yeah.
God bless you. So it's amazing. Thank you so much. Because I never saw this in my plan.
Wow.
And she also says, see, he let her let you hear that gift. Forgiven.
Is
that
something? Yeah.
And so many people have lost loved ones and they never have gotten that. You're so right. Knowledge is power from Miss Jean and Adela. I hope I said Miss Richardson. She said God will help bring you through. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Oof. Wow.
Yeah.
That is something else. Girl, your story is so, so powerful. You would never even know all this is in Angelique because she's so humble, you guys, and she's so quiet. But when she speaks, like, who was that? I think Angela Burnett said, or Brene said, you just speak volume. Or was that Nick Tanika? It was one of y'all. That just speaks volume. Your poem, you just speak volume. And I'm just so grateful that God is just using you. You're just so dynamite, I tell you.
Ms. Richardson says we all have to remember we are not perfect mothers or daughters
yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I have to say, now, like, family members will give those same words they said that I was quiet, never said anything.
Uh-huh.
Now when they see me on the platform, they always say, we can't believe you're the same person.
Wow.
And I say, just got to praise to God because He's opening my mouth to speak. I feel like I say, I'm Moses, because Moses stutter and everything, and I always said I never had, you know, the education or the to speak,
mm-hmm.
you know, perfectly. And you know, I had a list, you know, I used to stare in the mirror and try to practice how I would speak. And you know, now, and I always was like I'm a country girl, so it's like I had that slang. Always just feel like I'm not the one, but God has opened so many doors, feet on different platforms, even in person, on stage, and I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this. So it's like I get nervous and everything, but then once, you know, I start speaking, all I'm doing is telling my testimony.
Yeah. And you speaking so fluently. Let me tell you, I've been trying to get Angelique for almost a whole year, because when I tell you she was on YouTube, she was on this person's platform, she was on this talk show.
Yeah, I appreciate it,
because
I was like, yo. And I would look at my phone and I see a message, and it's like, we want you to come. And I was like, oh, my God, they want me to say, oh.
Yes.
But, you know, I used to say that as a little girl. I want to be on a stage.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. I'm like, you got to be careful what you say.
Yeah. So, oh, and then,
that's correct. She did not take that to the grave. You actually heard it come out of your mom's mouth.
Woo!
Man.
Isn't that something, Renee?
Mm-hmm. He is training you daily, every day. And Miss Renee also says, stay encouraged with the amazing. Thank you so much. I need that.
Yeah.
You know, I always ask God to continue to give me the means, you know, grace and mercy. It's my mindset.
Yeah.
Love of my mind. Because, you know, the enemy can play tricks on you.
Yeah.
You know, why are you doing this? Because she wasn't there for you.
And let me
share this.
Uh-huh.
I used to trick myself and say, I'm going to treat her like one of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God spanked my behind on that. Like,
okay. Yes.
She's not your client.
Mm-hmm.
She is your mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Because I was all in my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing. I was all in my feelings, and I always said, I don't want to do this. And so she's really, and she's really actually healing for me.
Yes.
Believe it or not, my mom was a minister herself.
Wow.
And you heard the saying, the reprobate mind.
Mm-hmm.
Reprobate mind.
Yeah.
She spoke the word.
Mm.
And we're gonna make the enemy a liar, because I keep saying, because everywhere she goes,
mm-hmm.
she's carrying her Bible.
Wow.
She's carrying it like this. And I always say, you know the word, you speak it, keep speaking it, keep speaking it.
Yes,
so
yeah.
I'm listening to her now. And she say, that's right, and she loves to sing and everything.
Uh-huh.
But nobody knows. I don't even know what she's really going through.
Yeah.
Because, and we're praying that she's going to get off all of these medications.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because they put her in all these categories, you know, schizophrenia, all this stuff. But we use common sense, because I've seen her without. And so we're just praying. I always try to keep her covered in her mindset, you know, that one day she won't have to depend on that.
Yeah.
With you know, everything that she needed to function, because she even asked, how long would I have to take this medication?
Wow.
So that's something you're praying about.
Yes, I will. But look how it said again.
I said, but we'll be giving that testimony.
You know it. But look how your book has actually helped your mom. You know, to actually speak out about her childhood. You know what I'm saying? And look at God, like, and Renee was saying how she did not take that to her grave, you know, and how she spoke out. So I know that you come in your mother's way, and that's through God using you, you know. And then her have her talk about her story, you know, confess is good for the soul. When you can just sometimes talk some things out, you know, just get it out, you know, and things that probably within her for so long since her childhood, and then now she's speaking it. Mm-hmm.
So, Miss Renee said, what is her first name so we can also lift her up in prayer? Yes, her first name is Glenda.
Mm-hmm.
Glenda.
Yeah.
And she's also Austin. Yeah, she's Glenda.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. So this has been so awesome, you guys. Oh, my gosh. Is there anybody else that wanted to comment or say something before we pray? And what, any questions you had for Angelie? Yeah, let me take a minute to type if you had any questions for her or... Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much while we're waiting for that. I just want to thank you so much for just being so open and sharing, being so transparent, you know, and I'm just so, so grateful. And I know that those who will be listening to the replay, how they will be healed by your testimony. And God is doing a great work in you, and he is not done. Like I talk about Jairus' daughter, it wasn't over till God says it is over, and it wasn't over for Jairus' daughter because she did live. Hallelujah. I just bless God. So that little girl that Jairus may have said he was going to lose, God said, it ain't over till I say that it's over. Just like you as a young girl, it ain't over till God says that it's over, and God is tremendously using you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is what they said. Thank you, Reverend Rhonda. This is Angel Lee. Amazing. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Renee. Yes. So do you want to, and thank you all for commenting and hanging with me. I know normally I don't have a broadcast in the evening, but I think that's something I may be doing twice a month in the evening as well. And so, and before we go, I just wanted to tell you guys that my book talk is this Friday. You'll see the link on my page if you want to register so I can send you the Zoom link for my book, A Diamond in the Garden. So we already had it 2 weeks ago, and it was so awesome. So it's this Friday. So I want you guys to register so I can send you the Zoom link. So you'll see it posted on my page within the next hour. Okay, so.
I got it doing.
Yes, girl. It's an intimate setting. It's really good. So I'll send you out the Zoom link. So any last words you wanted to say before we pray out? Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
I just thank you again. Because, you know, I used to think that nobody wanted to hear what I had to say. This just proves that, you know, God is the Father and that he has a plan, and our plan is never his plan.
Never.
So just to, you know, that I got to keep speaking and keep getting it out and never allow shame to come, you know, to overcome me. And because there's nothing. People can get out here and put anything on YouTube, Twitter, and you know, Facebook, and all that stuff. Why can't we share?
That's right.
How amazing God is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Why can't we share?
Can't we share?
Murchison said, "I don't want to mess up her first name."
Murchison, Adela Murchison.
Okay, Miss Adela. Okay, she said, "We never know how, what path God have for us." And then she also says, "Thank you for sharing your story. God bless you and your mother." Thank you. And Miss Angela Burnett says, "Thank you both. This was very uplifting for me." That's what it's about.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, and get that book done, Angela.
Yes. And also, if you have any questions, Miss Angela, you know, always just as far as writing your book, just keep, you know, keep writing, no matter what. Just jot it down when you think about it. In the kitchen, in the bathroom, take a journal or something in the bathroom, keep it right there. Have one in the car. Just because when you start thinking of stuff, just write it down.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised. And you can go back and put things in place later, but just keep writing it, just writing whatever you need to write.
media handle again, like on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. So it's Amazing Angel Lee 70
mm-hmm.
and on Instagram. And then Facebook, you can look me up by my name, full name, Angel Lee L. Austin. And I'm on Twitter, but I don't want to be on Twitter.
Me, I just post on there. Now I'm on TikTok. Lord have mercy. Amen. Well, I want to thank you all for hanging in there with us on this evening and for joining in. And Shall, I got to get you again. Let me tell you, she was going to come. She really couldn't do it in the morning time because of her work schedule. But I said, no, I am so happy. And then God just kept, I just kept seeing your name. And then on the phone, I'm like, why can't you finally call Angelie's name? So I called her, and then she said that yes, she will come on, and then she'll come after the holidays because she'll be traveling. And I am just so honored that you came on. Girl, you are amazing. And they was right when they gave you that name, amazing. And you have so much courage. And I just bless God that you made a choice to love on the Lord and say, you know what, God? Just use me for your glory, God. God, you know, and remove the bitterness from your heart. And look how God is just moving.
Yes. Little Mark, Liddy.
That's my mom, Liddy.
Lily Martin, Miss Liddy Martin says, God bless you. We'll be praying for you and your mom. Awesome testimony. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah, that's my mama. Yes. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you and we thank you, God. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise, oh God. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your healing, God. We thank you for touching Angelique, God. We thank you for moving within her life, God. We thank you, God, for opening up doors, God. God, I thank you, God, for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing upon her that there should not be room enough to receive it. We thank you for scholarships for her son, God. In the name of Jesus, God, touch her children and her grandchild, Father. Go before her mother, Glenda, on today. Continue to heal her mind, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that, God, if you would just touch the little girl in her, Father, God. Heal her wounds, heal her mind, God. Lord, she's crying out to be removed from the medication. God, we trust and we believe you. We thank you, God, for the word that's within her mother, God. Lord, thank you for Angelina today, God, for strengthening her, God, for opening up her mouth, God. Lord, like Jeremiah, shut up all the fire, shut up in his bones. We thank you for the fire, shut up in Angelina today, like Jeremiah said. It's like fire, shut up in my bones. God, I thank you, God, for opening up her mouth, God. Everyone that's on this show on today, this podcast, God, those who are listening to the replay, those who are on YouTube listening, God, we thank you, God, because you are a merciful God. And most of all, we thank you for your son Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. You said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We thank you, God, for just keeping us and just building us up, God. We love you, and God, send healing to everyone, Father, that be listening, that will listen in, and those who are on this call on today. We thank you and we bless you, God, and we thank you for giving us traveling mercies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So just know to hope in God and know that you are victorious. My sister has reminded me that we have you always saying hope in God and know that you are victorious. I didn't say that for a couple of shows. She's talking about get back to that. So, oh, my God, Angelique, I just bless God for you. I got to have you back on again. Yes. Oh, my God, because there's so much in here I know that we did not cover. And, oh, my gosh, I'm just so honored that you came on today. And God bless you. God bless anyone. Did you want any final words or?
I'm good.
You good?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know we got the Christmas break or what have you, mm-hmm. so I will, you know, I'll be out from the school, so anytime.
Oh, cool!
During the daytime.
Say it again one more time.
I'm saying that's probably to work, like, during the daytime.
Yes!
Christmas break, so, yeah.
Just send me some toolsies on your break. Girl, and it is on, girl, it is on. Yes, thank you. Yes, so God bless you, everybody, and I'll talk to you soon, Angelique. And send me those dates.
I will.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, you know what, Angela? I should have took a picture of us.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah, I do. Wait a minute. Let me see. Cancel that.
Okay,
let me see.
I'm still trying to figure out how to.
I should have did it when I had the screen big. Or you know what? I could put the screen big right here. Yay! Okay. So.
Can you see mine?
Oh, wait. Let me put this down. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh, my son going to take it. Can you take it?
Okay.
Okay, he's going to take it.
I was like, I don't know. Can you see me full?
Oh, I can see you full, yeah?
Uh-huh.
You got it? Oh, you did? Okay. Okay, good. Okay, and I'll send it to you. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you,
sweetheart. You're welcome. I didn't leave because I just wanted to make sure everything was okay.
Thank you.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah, let me see.
I would like to see the necklace a bit more.
The necklace? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was very cute.
Thank you.
Good job. Don't worry. Ooh, she got an awesome customer, don't she?
Yeah.
She okay. All right, so...
Thank you, Grace. Oh, Michael, you have to say? No, I couldn't see while things going on because there's something happening.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know what's the worry about me? I'm going to get, tonight, I'm going to
cut
up on this
turkey
style and
have
some
crack. Okay. Good.
I'm going to call my home and ask them to see if it's my outfit to pick me up something.
They pick.
That's
okay. I had it last night. It was pretty fresh, but I don't know about today.
It's Friday. It's going to start with Friday, Thursday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, okay. I'll ask my mom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, be careful out there.
I will, Mom.
What's the mat say?
I mean, I'm looking at
one. Can you hear the tone?
No, not really. He said he was doing something, but I was like, okay, like, I'm not an emergency, like, everything's cool. But, yeah, I think he was just saying, like, I was like, did you see that all of them virus? He's like, what? What are you? I said, all of the movies. Matthew. He's like, oh, yes. No, I didn't know, but, yes, send it to me. I said, yeah, people feel like all of them virus. I said, well, somebody posted a song from it. It's kind of, like, blowing up, and people are catching on and starting to talk about it and all this stuff. And he was like, wow, yes, send it. And I said, you know, and then I said, then I met with Chris today. You know,
mm-hmm.
We were talking about, you know, trouble and having more of a solid release plan and not wanting to post tease the song, you know,
mm-hmm.
until we're closer to the date.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I also posted in TikTok today
mm-hmm.
on what we shot. But, oh, this is great. And I said, the only thing is getting Katie to know all of it and
mm-hmm.
getting her in the loop. Like, how is she in the loop? I know. I understand. They have nothing back to say to me. And I said, like, Matt, we got the song. I said, Trouble is a big song. I said, Faith is a big song. I said, Ruin is a big song. And I said, like, you know, like, we should, you know, like, this is what you want to happen before release. And I said, somewhere in this realm of Michael releasing, clearly things are, like,
mm-hmm.
starting to happen, so
mm-hmm.
we have to, you know, get these pieces together.
Yeah.
And my thing is, like, literally, and then you said, Michael, I understand. I'm really texting her right now, you know, seeing when it's getting a response.
Yeah.
And he said, that's what I'm waiting for, just because. And I said, yeah, because he said, you know, we got to start, you know, putting together songs a lot, and we got to start doing that. I said, yeah, but we can't do that until she gives us the green light to do so. So I say, can we please get, like, Katie to say, okay, get the green light. You know what I'm saying? If Katie doesn't want to be hands-on, just come back you.
Yeah.
Just let him do the thing. Like, I got my manager, and then he was sending me a voice message saying, listen, dude, Michael, I still think first time you reached out to me first, But you talk about Michael, I still think the best of our conversation yesterday, you know, that I just, that's why I said we should do video day and night, just getting these thoughts together.
What is
just, just getting these thoughts together just in case we got to go. And he said, I know you are big, you are focusing on just pushing these records, but, you know, that's why I'm like saying that I don't know how early, but you should be in the studio getting back until this is what I said. I said, listen, Adam, yes, but what I need you to understand is that I have over 150 records.
Yeah.
I do. So
but
I
you
can,
know what? Listen, I'll cut you off. You know what this thing is?
Pretty good in makeup.
No, I just put foundation in. What he wants, what that says you, what he wants is that if you do new songs with his people, they can't say you can't take those songs.
Well, he said was even if they own it, you, because he said just use the studio time that they give you. He's like, even if they own the songs, you can still bring the songs to somebody else to listen to them. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. But so this is what I said in response. I said, hey, you know what I mean? It's like we're already further along in that aspect. I said, I have over 150 records. I said, and I'm acquainted with a lot of songwriters.